Hey everybody, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Hannah.
And welcome to Barefaced.
Hello everyone.
Welcome back.
So hello everyone. I think today that we're uploading, we're recording on a Tuesday. Wow. And I think we're going to upload on a Thursday or Friday.
Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Friday.
So yeah, we just kind of wanted to start off this episode by saying that we recorded the episode that's going up after this before this one. So in that episode, we kind of say what we've been doing the past few months and where our lives are at. So I really don't think that there's a need to go into that now, but
I agree.
We are very excited for this episode because it's the, what we're going to, you know, in quotes, buy from the upcoming Sephora sale, which starts November 2nd. And if it all goes well, today is November 2nd. It starts November 4th.
November 5th.
Oh, it starts Friday.
It starts Friday. So
I thought it started Thursday and I thought we were going to upload the day after. Okay. I don't know anything.
It's okay. I didn't mean to like shame you there for a minute.
No, that's fine. I haven't gotten like anything in the mail actually from them. I've just seen what people have been posting.
My mother saved my mail that goes to my house. So I have all of the dates for the holiday event on here. So Rouge, which they did this. Okay. They did this the same they did at previous years. So Rouge gets 10 full days of shopping. So the 5th through the 15th, VIB starts the 9th through the 15th. And then Insider is 11th through the 15th.
Oh, so they just get like 1 week ish.
Yeah. They get 5 days. Okay. So 20, 15 and 10%, depending on your status. I don't know what level you're currently at. But I'm,
I think
Rouge.
I'm just VIB. You're Rouge. So I always place my order through you, but yeah. I've been VIB the past few years. I think past like 5 or 6 years. I don't know.
I finally hit like the second tier at Ulta this year, 'cause I've been shopping a lot more at Ulta than I have at Sephora, which is, I think it's maybe like $500, which is still a shit ton of money, but like,
right.
Not nearly the 1,000 that I hit like in March every year for Sephora, which is just abysmally disgusting.
It's 1,000 a year for Rouge.
Yeah. I don't think I hit it this year until like June, but this year I also like, I placed an order for you for VIB in the spring. I placed two orders of VIB for myself. I did one for my mom. And then like, for example, one of my friends who listens to the podcast, Laura, she and I are going shopping Saturday and she will also use my VIB.
Right. Yeah.
Rouge. She'll use my Rouge.
Welcome.
So yeah. So like we're sharing. And Hannah will definitely, I'm going to order for Hannah too. So we get a good discount, but
obviously
we will explain a lot more about our lives and what's going on in, I think next week's episode is we're going to try and put it out either next week or the week after. Bear with us. The whole explanation is in that next episode. So once it comes out, you'll get it.
Yeah.
But we each picked 9 items. We basically kind of just filled our cart with like what we wanted or like in a dream world. Mm-hmm. What we wanted, because my cart's like $600 and I'm definitely not spending all that.
Right.
And I kind of added, like I restock certain things every VIB, which we could do an episode on as well if anyone's interested, like items we always restock. But then I also put in like gift sets that I thought were really unique gift sets for this holiday season that would be a good value for your dollar.
Yeah. I, to be 100% honest, if I wasn't doing the podcast, I don't think I would have made a cart. That's just how uninspired I have been by the gift sets that have come out. Like there's one or two, I'll just say there's the Jizu one that came out that I was like, oh, I definitely want to try more from them. So that's a great deal. And the Sol de Janeiro one, because I've tried their shampoo and conditioner and I really liked them. And so I said, okay, another great deal. But there are so many brands I want to try that aren't sold at Sephora. Yeah. So I just, like this year was the first year that like I haven't been using makeup, so I don't need a refill. I have so much skincare. There's a bunch of other brands I want to try again. So I'm just, I don't know, like I'm not as excited. And I didn't think they were that many great gifts that came out. So there's nothing that I want to spend full price on. Like I'll wait till January when they go on sale.
Yeah, I think the only, like I've kind of had a bunch of stuff sitting in my cart since I think August. Yeah. I told the story on the podcast. You'll hear the full story, but like I had to replace my powder. I have an eyeliner that I really love and I do wear eyeliner every day. So like, I always want to have that on stock. And I have a couple
For the siren, if you hear it, it's not your siren, it's mine. If anyone's listening to this while they're driving, that did happen last time when someone like wrote into us saying, they heard that. Sorry. Go on.
That happened to me when I was listening to Crime Junkies today. I was driving and I was like, oh my God. And it was them.
Right. Yeah. So it's me. It's not you.
There have been like one or two individual releases that I put on this list that I'm like, yes, I'm here for, but I feel the same way. I went in and did like deep dive research of like, what have we talked about before that like is a really great deal? Or like, what do I think is like, we cut because Hannah has a really cute pup and she was barking. And it offended my earphones. So I assume it would offend other people. It was
super loud for everyone's. Yeah. She heard someone in the hallway and protected me.
Yes. So precious. But yeah, there are a couple gift sets. Like I'll just, I guess, jump right in. Yeah. One of the things I buy every holiday season, I buy one of them at like quote unquote full price with the Sephora VIB. And then if there are some left over in January, sometimes there are, sometimes there are not, which is why I do purchase it in November. I purchase it every holiday season. It's the IGK. This year it's called So Fresh, So Clean First Class Dry Shampoo Set. So this is a full size and a travel size of the First Class Dry Shampoo, which I have sung praises of many, many times before for the same price as the full size dry shampoo.
Right.
So I always get at least one, usually two or three, because if they go on 50% off clearance in the January, I was going to say the spring. That's not true. In January. Right. this is the only dry shampoo I use. I've tried a bunch. Nothing comes close to it. I always stock up and then I always have a travel size when I'm like going away for a weekend. I don't have to like buy it. It's like sitting in stock and I feel like dry shampoo like never goes bad. So
right
there.
I mean, here's the thing. The sale makes sense to literally stock up on things that you use year round. So for example, I used to always get eyeliner. I wear eyeliner maybe once every 3 weeks now. So I haven't even gone through one this year. I used to get one in the spring, one in the fall, maybe two so that makes sense. So that totally, I totally understand why you would do that because you love that dry shampoo. And I feel like you've told me to try it and everyone. So yeah.
Maybe I'll send it to you for Christmas. But yes.
I'm sorry. That was my alarm because my washer is broken and my clothes will just sit there. I just don't even care. Like, life is just hard today.
Hot mess express.
It's been a very long, I started clinicals yesterday. So I have two 12 hour clinicals in 3 days and I have tests in between. So basically like get up at 5, do a clinical, come home at 8, study, do my test, study, go to clinical, like repeat 5 to 8. And I have no brain cells. So I really, really apologize.
That's
poor
okay.
Sarah. Sarah's the only one holding down, you know, the fort.
She's real. That was my life with work until like this week.
Right.
This is why we try and record on a Sunday because we're rested and prepared.
Yeah, a little bit more rested. Yeah.
But Tuesday it was. So
yeah,
it's okay. Why don't you talk about one of the things that's in your cart that you're like feeling? It can be a gift set or an individual item. I don't think there necessarily needs to be like a rhyme or reason to the order we do these in.
Okay, I agree. I'll just go work my way down. So as I said before, there are a lot of brands I want to try that are not at Sephora. However, there is this gem of a line called Sephora Collection, and there are some good products there. So Jake and I love the Fresh Sugar Body Scrub, but it's really expensive. Sephora Collection has a sugar body scrub for $17 for 400 mils.
Might I add on this little thing that I received, all Sephora Collection will also be an additional 30% off from the 5th to the 15th. So
I didn't even know that. Okay.
So even
perfect.
Better.
Yeah. So
we stand Sephora Collection.
there are some really good formulas out there. And I will say there was a set that I really wanted a specific product, but they don't sell that product individually, but I don't want the other two products. And it's like a peeling. It's basically, from what I think it is, basically a, like their version of the Caudalie peel, which is phenomenal, the glycolic peel, but it's their version, but they're not selling it individually on their site for some reason. I don't know. But yeah, so the sugar body scrub, because finding body scrub is very, very difficult. I was talking with Cole about this for some reason, like even at the drugstore, it's just difficult. And at Sephora, it's generally very overpriced in my opinion. So we have one right now that I got for $2 on clearance at TJ Maxx, and it's worth the entire $2. But I'm like, hey, I know that I really like this. Jake actually called it out a couple of weeks ago. He goes, what was that scrub that was the rocks? I really liked it. He kept calling it rocks. And I was like, well, it was brown sugar and it was really expensive. It was a treat. But then I found this dupe and it's going to be on sale. So I was like, okay, I can do that. Yeah.
I think the last time I bought a body scrub, I bought like one of the Halloween ones from Lush, and I think it was like $30, but it's magical.
So overpriced. Yeah.
Here's the thing, you can make it.
Like I've made my own body scrub with brown sugar and coconut oil. It's just, you need to have a container to put it in, like a wide mouth container, which again is not difficult to find. It's just that extra step of making it together. It's really easy to do. So actually, I was like, this is already ready made and it's easy and affordable. And then I can rinse out the tub and make my own and put it in there. So there we go.
Exactly. I love that for you.
Thanks.
I don't think I have any Sephora. I don't have any Sephora collection. So, I do have one tool that I think will like fit in nicely here. I have wanted a gua sha tool for ages. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay. You just,
I'm
chuckled.
Surprised you don't have one because I got one from the company we used to work for.
Oh no, I didn't get work perks like that, 'cause I wasn't in the office. So I'm going to be purchasing salty. Here's my thing. I got a lot of great perks from like the other companies and other reps I worked with, but Hana would get to go to these events. And like, I was like,
when we got the sunscreen set.
You got it for Christmas? Sorry, I'm very offended.
I'm pretty sure that's how I got it. I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure it was part of that. It was like a toiletry bag.
Oh, well, mine was
mixing
something.
Jake is using that toiletry bag.
I have a rose quartz roller and I love it. And I use it all the time and it's Sephora collection. But number one, this is something that I think is really important. Gua sha specifically is a very cultural activity. And I want to purchase it from a company that is owned and run by, I believe it's Korean. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's a Korean tradition. So the company I'm going to purchase it from is Mount Lai or Mount Lay.
Yeah. Mount Lai. Yeah. I was going to say, is it Mount Lai? Yeah. She's very well known for her. Yeah. She's great. Her videos are amazing. Her Instagram's awesome. And she's a really nice person. So that makes sense.
Yep. So I'm going to buy the rose quartz in that. I think I haven't decided between the jade and the rose quartz. They don't really matter, but
are they the same price?
Yeah. They do have like an onyx and an amethyst, but those are like 45 and I just can't justify that. The rose quartz already is 28. And again, I don't mind giving my money to a company like Mount Lay because it is such a good company. And I love her, but yes, I've decided to suck it up and finally buy one because it looks like it's going to make me happy and massage my temples. So I'm going to do it.
I'm excited for you.
I'm really salty. You got one from work.
And I've never used it. I actually forgot I had it.
I'm sorry. My mouth is hanging open.
It's just when you have acne, you want to touch your face the least amount possible. And I've never been like, oh my God, I can't wait to run something over my face. Unless it's like a roller. I generally do it under my eyes, but I don't have my roller anymore either. 'Cause also I move. I mean, you know, you move also when you move, you just get rid of everything. And I honestly didn't even know I had this thing until I unpacked my boxes like a couple of weeks ago. I don't even know. Just keep finding.
And you were
right
like, oh, haha.
I'm like, oh my God, I have this. I'll totally use it. Nope. Never used it. Tell you what, you get yours, then we'll do a Zoom and you could gua sha and I'll gua sha.
We'll do an IG live on the Instagram.
Oh my God, we're going to offend so many people because we're not going to do it right.
That's accurate. Anyways, what's your next item?
So my next one is an item that I used to use a ton in college, and I actually turned my older sister onto it. And I was like, you know what? I actually might get it. It is from Clinique. It is the Even Better Skin Tone Correcting Moisturizer Broad Spectrum SPF 20. It comes in a silver top. It's 1.7 mm-hmm. fluid ounces. It's $53. It's kind of expensive, but it combines serum, moisturizer, SPF. It actually works so well to reduce dark spots. And I visibly remember this being worth it. And that's why I went back to it over and over and over again. And then I think I just got bored. But freaking sirens again. I don't even know what's happening.
Today's you can barely hear them.
Okay, great. When I'm in a rush in the morning, I just forget to put on my sunscreen, or all I want to do is wash my face and just put on some sort of moisturizer or bring it with me in the car mm-hmm. to do it. So I'm really like, it's in my cart. I'm not sure if I'll actually do it, but I think I might.
I mean, that Even Better line, it has stood the test of time because of its results. Like, there's a reason it's been around since like the 1860s. Not really. That's a joke. Sorry. But there's a reason it's been around for us. I mean, it's been around since like, I think the 80s, which is like.
The Even Better line has?
Yeah. I thought maybe, don't quote me. Someone's going to like.
It's been around for a while. It hasn't
been around
changed.
A long time.
Yeah. And there's a since reason like that school. I kept going back to it. Yeah. I mean, I'd prefer it if it was under $50, but if it's going to be on sale, then it makes it easier to kind of purchase that. And then I don't have to purchase another sunscreen because I'm almost done with my Dr. Jart one. And I'm like, well, I either can purchase a sunscreen for $40 or I can do another. Both. And it's going to be wintertime. Honestly, if I just use this as a, like, you know, if I layer it on top of like a First Aid Beauty or my Osea moisturizer, great. What do I care? You know?
Yeah. You'll be fine. Yeah. I think that's a good one.
Thanks.
I have another hair product that, or a hair set, excuse me. So Hannah talked about the Day shampoo and conditioner. So they have an amazing set. It's a full size, they're regular size with a pump, which for me is like chef's kiss. Mm-hmm. Shampoo, conditioner, and then a full size of their leave-in product for only $49, which I think is a steal. I mean, it's still very expensive. I think it's very expensive for shampoo and conditioner. Like, I'm aware, but I think the fact that, I mean, it's stunning. It's going to look beautiful in my bathroom, which I'm very excited for. But I'm halfway through my Briogeo. I'm definitely ready to like switch it up. Shampoo and conditioner is one of the things where I don't think I've ever purchased the same shampoo and conditioner twice because I'm just so picky. And my hair gets used to crap really quickly. So I've wanted to try the leave-in. Hannah raved about the shampoo and conditioner. So I'm 90% sure that's coming home with me more than anything else on my list.
So here's the thing. If I didn't have a bunch of other shampoo and conditioners, I would 100% purchase this. And maybe I will. I don't know. But there are also, again, there are some other ones I want to try. I really want to try the Even Coco or something shampoo and conditioner. So, but again, you can't buy that at Sephora. So I'm just like, okay, I'll wait till Black Friday and I'll get it. The shampoo and conditioner are 10 ounces. That's huge.
This is a $76 value for $49. And they're all, I think what's great is they're all full size. That for me and like adding the pump, because they usually don't come with a pump.
Right. I think that's a great value and I like all those products. So again, if I wasn't a crazy person and already had a bunch of shampoo and conditioners, like big size of them, then I would totally purchase that. Cause I'm halfway done with my leave-in spray and I actually just finished the conditioner this morning from it. But yeah, that's a great, I think you'll really like it. And if you don't, I'll buy it from you.
Great. Yeah. I'll probably force myself to use it, but yes, that is, I think that's like one of the big, there's one other one on here that I'm like, I'm for sure getting, that is, it's been in my cart for like a month and a half now. I keep looking at it being like, I'm ready for you to come into my bathroom.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I'm excited.
So I actually do have a couple hair. Actually, wow. I have three hair ones, which never happened. So, Briogeo, Be Gentle, Be Kind, Avocado and Kiwi Mega Moisture Superfoods Hair Mask. This is the green one. Mm-hmm. I wanted to try this for so long and I actually don't have, I have a pre-shower hair mask and I have like a reconstructor actually that I kind of like, so I probably don't need this, but I really want to try it. It's just so expensive. It's 8 ounces and it's $38, which is actually a really decent size, but I really want to try it, but I don't know if it's worth me spending almost $40 even on sale, you know, like, I just don't know.
This one looks really good. And I think the big thing that, like, the 8 ounce version of the Don't Despair repair mask, it took me almost 2 years to go through. And I was using it as like a weekly conditioner. Like I was using it, like when I was in New York using it like consistently, it was the conditioner I used every single day, twice a week as my conditioner. It still took me that long to go through it. You don't need a lot of Briogeo. Like I've kind of noticed a little goes a super long way. And this does look phenomenal. Like I would
want to
try it.
And I like their green, whatever it is, the green shampoo and conditioner. So I figured this would just be a little bit more hydrating than the regular conditioner. So I don't know though. Like I don't know. They didn't come out with, I mean, maybe they came out with a set with it. I'm not sure. I think it was like a travel size version, but that's because all I want to really try. So
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't seen anything. Let me Google it for you real quick.
They do have a couple sets because they had some at Ulta. And
yeah.
They have the scrub and the Don't Despair repair, which the scrub is great. If you guys need a, speaking of, actually, I'm just going to do my other one. Instead of purchasing the Sephora scalp scrub, I actually really like a scalp scrub. Again, after being in a hospital for almost 13 hours, you just want to scrub your body and your scalp. Sephora Collection Hair Cleansing Scrub, 6.76 ounces for $10.
Well, now I'm mad about the Frank Body one. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I bought a Frank Body scrub. My big thing, and maybe this is just a me issue, my hair is so thick that I will sit under the shower for like 10 minutes and still there'll be like granules in my.
Oh, that's annoying.
So I have to use a very small amount or like really dedicate being in the shower for like an hour.
That's annoying. I can't do that. I have no patience for that.
Now I will say that did not happen with the Briogeo one. So maybe it's just the one I have.
So the Briogeo one, I don't think is salt though.
No, it's a coconut oil micro exfoliant.
Right. So whatever it has, and it's kind of like pepperminty, it's really nice, but it's so not necessarily like a scrubby texture. So that makes sense why if you have thicker hair, that would be better. I have very thin hair, so it doesn't really take that much to rinse crap out of it.
Yeah.
So I can do like a scrubby thing and it'll, fingers crossed, work fine.
I will say that Briogeo won an Allure Best of Beauty Award last year. The Be Gentle, Be Kind.
A lot of stuff wins Allure Best of Beauty. Some I like, some I don't like.
That's fair. I have one more of like, I buy this every single time I shop the Sephora sale. There is always some type, especially at Christmas, of beauty blender sets. So I am a picky bitch. And I'm a bitch that like knows the difference between a beauty blender, beauty sponge and a like Real Techniques. And for a long time, I was like, there's no difference. And then I started using beauty blenders and I really can't, I can't not use them unless I'm doing makeup on other people. That's the only time, like, I don't give a shit.
Right. That's nice. Can't wait for you to do mine.
I say exposing myself. But beauty blender every year puts out some type of kit. So they have two this year. One that's two beauty blenders and a mini solid for $35. It's a $56 value. And then they do also have one that is three beauty blenders and a little cleanser. And that's only $49. So $78 value. They're usually $20 per sponge. Three beauty blenders realistically will last me a year. I think I bought my last set of three in like the start of 2020. And I'm just now like, I should probably replace them. I should probably replace them more frequently, but I take good care of them. I wash them almost every single day.
Yeah.
But they do last. Like that's the thing. Like that's what I find is like when I've bought cheaper sponges, they fall apart and they disintegrate. And there is nothing like the texture of an original beauty blender. Yeah. Maybe I'm crazy, but like there's that TikTok right now where it's like, what's something you will like die for? And I like think that's like my like
beauty blender sponge.
Like there is something like people like you can't tell a difference. You can tell a difference. And
you
like,
can tell a difference. I just think the Real Techniques one is a very, very, very good dupe. It's not 100%, but
it's good.
It's very good. And the fact, again, that it's affordable and accessible. If you lose 100%. It's not really the end of the world. If you're traveling and you don't have something, you know, like the Real Techniques brushes and sponges are very good. Like 9 out of 10, and Real Techniques, in my opinion, is 10 out of 10. Or I'm sorry, Real Techniques, 9 out of 10, Beauty Blender, 10 out of 10. That's how similar they are for me.
Yeah, I completely agree. My big thing is not even the texture, but like the bounce level. So the way the Beauty Blender like just bounces on the skin, I've never been able to replicate that. So
And it leaves a very seamless finish. Like if you're someone who's kind of struggling with texture when you apply your foundation, flakiness or lines, or you can never blend it in, moisten, like dampen a sponge, run it underwater, put it in a towel or a paper towel to kind of get out some of the moisture, and just press in your foundation, and it looks completely different in the best way possible.
Yes. 100 Yeah. I 100% agree. So I don't know which set I'm going to get. I can't decide if I just need two for right now, because they usually will put out like a spring version and a fall version. But I also love the little travel soap, because if I am going away for a weekend, I can then like have it if I need it, type of thing.
Right, for sure. Okay. Well, I did two. Do you want to do one more? Because I did two products before.
Oh, yes. Let me do. So I have everything else I have as a set except for one product. So let me do my like single product. Okay. I am so excited to get the Super Berry Dream Cleansing Balm from Youth to the People. I've decided I don't even care that I have a full size pharmacy, the Apple, it's in backstock. I don't give a shit. This cleansing balm's coming home with me. I want it. I need it. I love their like dream line already, like their dream oil, their dream mask. They're all phenomenal. This looks great. It's coming home. I need it in my life.
I'm very intrigued by it. It looks great. I'm very curious to hear your opinion on how well it removes makeup. I think that a lot of cleansing balms remove 90% of the makeup, and you'll see these videos and on Instagram, and they'll scrub, and then they'll kind of edit it, and all of a sudden a lot less is there, but you didn't see it necessarily. And I think that there's a very high bar with cleansing balms with removing makeup. I think there's also, because we have the micellar water that is so affordable and so good. So I'm interested. I'm sure it's a fantastic cleanser. I'm very interested to hear your thoughts on it removing makeup.
Yeah. And I think I was like, oh, that looks really cool. Cause when it came out, we both like messaged each other and we're like, oh my God, did you see it launch?
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
They need a cleanser for, I think their original is a little stripping. So
I agree. Yeah. They needed something for my dry skin. Same. But I saw two of my New York friends who still work at Sephora in New York and are on like Sephora squad. They did some like real-time videos of it. And like, there's always going to be a little mascara. Like I don't expect every cleansing balm to get rid of like all of my waterproof mascara, right? But it performed very well. And like they did a very like true time Instagram. So
yeah,
I'm very hopeful.
Okay. I'm excited for you to get that. Cause I mean, I still have a lot of my Elemis one, but I kind of wanted to repurchase the Then I Met You cleansing balm because it's just so good. And then they came out with this one and I'm like, see, and that's the thing is that you can't get that at like Sephora. So it's hard when you can't combine shipping and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry. I had to cough. Sorry if we cut weird there. I had to cough. Okay. So my next product is also a hair product. It's from Bumble and Bumble. It's from their Hairdressers Invisible Oil line, which I have a small thing of their oil. It's not the Prime and Prep. It's the Ultra Rich Hyaluronic Treatment Lotion, and it's meant to be put in dry hair. Basically, it's a hydrator for your hair, which is all I need, because I wake up in the morning and my hair is like, the ends are dry, especially if it's, I don't know, my hair is so weird. It's thin, but it gets really dried out and the ends get kind of really annoying and frizzy. Sometimes, not all the time. So I'm always looking for like a hydrating lotion. So I have the one from Way, like a finishing lotion, right? That, but you can also put it on next day hair to kind of rehydrate it, the ends a little bit and smooth frizz. I have the one from Way. I really like it. It kind of gives you a more like slightly textured look, which is fine, but I kind of wanted something that was a little bit just pure moisturizer. And to be 100% honest with you, in the past, I have taken body lotion a tiny bit and just put it on the ends of my hair, and it works fine.
I used to do that.
It works fine. Like the Briogeo Be Gentle, Be Kind body cream works fantastic for that purpose. It smells great. Use a tiny bit when you travel, or if you're cheap or whatever, just do that and it works great. But then I saw this and I was like, that looks intriguing and what I've been looking for many years now. So I'm very curious to try it.
Yeah, I've actually really kind of gone on a Bumble and Bumble stretch recently. I recently got their like honey heat protectant thing. Oh. I don't remember. It's right here next to me. It is the BB Glow Thermal Protection Mist. And it has a honey protective complex. I don't really know. It's a heat protectant. It's not that fancy, but it smells amazing. And it gives like a really beautiful shine. I will say my big gripe with it is it does have silicone in it, which we all know, not typically my fave, but it's so lightweight that I don't feel that typical silicone weight. Mm-hmm. But I also really want to try their detox shampoo, like the Sunday shampoo we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. I'm really on a like Bumble and Bumble kick when it comes to hair recently.
Yeah. Same. I know my sister really likes the Invisible Oil line. So
I love Invisible Oil. I use the primer as my leave-in treatment currently, and it also has UV and heat protectant built in as well.
Oh, nice. So for the heat protectant spray, the one that you mm-hmm. talked about before, I've tried some heat protectant spray before. Some of them I really liked. Some of them, it was like they kind of spray on your hair and they leave it crunchy-ish and kind of looking greasy. You don't get that with that?
You know, now reading the instructions on this product, I've almost gone through the whole bottle of. It's supposed to be used on dry hair, and I definitely don't use it on dry hair. I definitely use it on damp hair.
Prep is before you blow dry, and this one you use on dry hair before you curl or straighten.
Yes, I think this is supposed to be before you curl or straighten, but I'm 9 times out of 10 I'm blow drying my hair and then going right into a curl and straighten, and I never remember to heat protect a second time.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
I'll try it and report back.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really heat style my hair anymore. I do blow dry it sometimes, and there is a fabulous Kerastase product that's amazing that I actually should probably purchase full size of on sale. But again, I can't be bothered to do makeup or blow dry my hair. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
I wish I had that like drive in my life. I like my routine too much in the morning.
Also, you're supposed to look presentable. Like I'm literally hiding behind goggles, a mask, and my hair has to be up in either a ponytail or a bun. So
I don't know. Meredith Grey always looked great.
Yeah. Well, she also gets paid how many millions of dollars to be on television? She's a character. Some people look great. I just 5 a.m. Look like a sloth. What do you want me to do?
It's fair. I'm going to briefly touch on another cleansing balm. Because I definitely need more than the two that are already in my back stock and the one I'm buying. This is something that like, I don't know if I'll buy for myself. I think I might buy it and break it up. It's the Garden Party Green Clean Trio. Mm-hmm. So three different mini cleansing balms. Mostly I just want them for the scents. But like what I typically do, and sorry to all my friends that have thought that I actually am buying a lot of shit for them. I buy shit for me and then give the leftovers to my friends.
I'm sure they still appreciate it.
Like, for example, I really just want the peach thyme in this set. The strawberry basil and like the lemon mint sound good to me, but like the peach thyme, I'm very intrigued by. I love peach. So I would buy a set like this and keep one for me and then give two to my other friends as like stocking stuffers, because we do stockings as a group.
That's fun.
Thank you. Or like Secret Santas at work or whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's only $42, $66 value. We've talked about it on the episode that's coming out next week. Basically, it's the same green clean everyone knows and loves with cool new scents that are going back to pharmacy's roots, which I appreciate. Yeah.
Again, I think that this is a great set. And, you know, if you have, that's the other thing too, that we didn't talk about. Sets are great to break up. So for example, Luxie 10, and Fresh, if there's a freestanding Fresh by you, they do amazing sets for sisters, aunts, mothers, like mother-in-laws. Like those are great gifts to give, or hostess and gifts, or you can get the set. Like for example, Luxie 10 does a set of hand creams. So you can buy one and break it up and just kind of add it if you're giving, like, I, you know, I have two sisters. Jake has a sister, you know, he has two, I guess, a mom, a stepmom, and I have a mom. Like, that's a lot of people who like hand cream. You buy the set, yeah, you break it up, and then, and you just give one additional to each person. It's a great little add-on.
I've also found, yeah, like Sephora collection does that with their sheet masks. And they're always really affordable. I have bought those before and then like held onto them for like bridal showers and like those gifts that you like don't want to spend a lot of money on. But like the last wedding I was in, they were like, hey, bring X amount of like bring 15 gifts under $5 to help with like our raffle or our game prizes, which I hate that kind of shit, but whatever. I'll do it. I don't care.
Right. It's a raffle at a bridal shower. Like, I've also never been to a bridal shower, so I don't really know what you do there, but that seems weird to me.
You play games, and then when you win a game, you go pick a prize. I don't really get it.
I thought prizes were like shots of alcohol.
No, not at bridal showers. I wish. That would be much more fun.
Like legit, I thought that's what it was.
Maybe some bridal showers, not any that I've been to, or like baby showers. They'll have like, you play bingo, and if you win bingo, you can like go pick a gift off the table, and the gifts are like literally like a sheet mask and like some stuff. And then there are two or three big ones typically, at least in my experience.
But I've literally never been to a baby shower or a bridal shower. So,
well, you're not coming to mine anytime soon.
Oh, I thought you and I wasn't invited. I was like, whoa, rude.
No, I'm just not having one because I'm single. Oh.
You know what? I adopted a dog and no one threw me a dog shower.
I said, I have moved. We both have experienced this. I have moved three times across the country. And as a single person, I feel like I should be able to register for gifts for big life events. And like, I think it's absolute bullshit that I can't because I don't have a lifelong partner.
I tell this chick all the time. We always buy wine glasses from TJ Maxx and Home Goods because we break them when we wash them. But I'm just like, well, you know what? When, you know, when we get married, that's when we can register and get, you know, matching plates and matching forks and wine glasses that cost more than $12.99 for a pack of four. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep. I feel that.
Yeah.
Anyways, your turn.
Anyways.
Hi, Poppy.
You probably heard that. Okay. So my next one, so it's kind of two, and I realize I had two of basically the same thing. So I'll just say it. So it's from Dr. Dennis Gross. One of them
on our list
is their mini alpha beta pore perfecting cleansing gel. So it's 2 ounces for $14. And I've seen a lot of people post about it and say that it's really good for congestion, but it's not drying. Now, as a dry skin person, it probably is not something that I can use morning and evening, but I'm very intrigued by it. Right. Then they have their Let It Glow skincare set.
Oh my God, that was my next one.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing, amazing deal.
Yes. So it's 35 of the extra strength alpha beta daily peels, which I've been using, and a full size 7.5 fluid ounces of their alpha beta pore perfecting gel and 3 alpha beta exfoliating body treatments for $88. And it is $148 value.
That is the cost of buying just those peels. So you are getting that face wash and the body peels for free.
Right. Now the body peels I don't care about, but because I always want to try the cleanser,
same.
It's almost 8 ounces of cleanser. Now, here's the thing. If I don't like the cleanser, I know that I'm going to like it in the summertime, cross my fingers, or Jake can use it, or I can use it on my body. Right.
Yeah.
It's not
actually,
that
I think
deal.
It'd be a great body wash.
Fantastic. Right.
I will say they used this all the time when I would do like perk facials at Sephora. I think it was the Roosevelt Field, like Long Island store I went to all the time. They loved this cleanser.
Really?
And I don't think it's as stripping as a lot of other ones. It reminds me of like a gel version of exfoliate. And I can usually use the exfoliate daily. In the winter, not so much, but I had now these are the extra strength peels, which I don't love. I guess I'll suck it up and accept them. But I had the universal. I like the universal better for me personally.
Is that because they have more gentle?
More gentle. So this is the strongest form.
That's what I have. I have the extra strength because, you know, acne.
Because you. No, the universal ones work great for me, but like I think it's absolutely ridiculous for me to like not get this set when it's available. Cause I've been basically having these peel pads in my cart for 2 months, like waiting for the sale to buy them. Cause I was like, I'm not buying them full price. I think it's bullshit. This is an item that there's a limit on how many you're allowed to buy. So you're only allowed to buy like 3 boxes of peel pads. Maybe it's per time you shop, cause they can't really control you coming back, but like,
right.
Same with like the steamers, same with the Dysons. You're only allowed to buy like one Dyson.
Right,
one facial steamer, because they're like hundreds of dollars and you get a huge chunk of money off.
Yeah.
I want to say there was another.
I don't know.
Do it.
Because I really like the peel pads so far. I've just starting Saturday, I bumped up to using them every night. So it's only been 3 of every night, but I was using them every other. And I do think they help, but I was very intrigued by the cleanser. And I think it's something that both Jake and I would like, but it's just someone, I mean, yeah, it's $88. It's expensive, but I don't know. But yeah, so when I saw the set, I was like, that's actually a very good set. It's a great deal.
Yeah. The other one that they have that I really liked was, if you know you like the peels, they do have a holiday vault, which is I think it's a 60 box of the extra strength and one full size box of the universal for $154, originally a $240 value. Or they have a little set that has, I think it's 2 of each. Let's see. Oh, online only. I'm sorry. 3 of each of the 3 types of peel pads. So 9 pads. I'm sorry. 15 pads total. If I could math, that'd be great.
If you can math.
Yeah. So it says 15 peeling pads for $34. So you get 3. I guess you get 5 of each then.
Got that it.
Makes sense. So 5 extra strength, 5 original, and then 5 gentle. Now realizing that Let It Glow set is extra strength, and now I'm a little worried about it, but I'll probably still get it because I just won't use it as much.
Yeah.
But those extra strength, they broke me out the first time I used them, which is why
interesting.
They did.
Okay.
Now I used them after I spent a day in the sun, which I just packed them as like my peel pad because I wasn't thinking. I didn't get burnt or anything, but I'm sure it didn't help. So
right.
I've definitely used them since and haven't had any issues, but this set's phenomenal. And I highly, highly, highly recommend. You're saving already $60 plus your discount.
Yeah, no, it's a great deal. You just have to really want the products.
Yeah.
I'm going to say one.
I love that we both had it.
I know, right? And I know I just said it, but the other thing I had in my cart was a Sephora Collection Smooth and Cleanser, which is $10. Mm. And I think it's supposed to be the Dr. Jenna's Gross Cleanser that we were just talking about, because it says it has AHA, you know, glycolic acid and salicylic acid in it and aloe vera. What does
that could be half the cleansers at Sephora?
That has AHA and salicylic acid and aloe vera. I mean, sure, aloe vera, but I feel like there aren't that many cleansers that have both. And it's for pores, dullness, and uneven texture. Like I think I saw it and I was like, that looks like it's supposed to be their version of that.
I mean, if we were really being ridiculous, I could buy the set and send you off a tiny like 2-ounce version of the cleanser and you could buy this, but that's a lot of shipping.
Yeah, I might compare also the Sephora Collection one is
$10.
$10 for 4.22 ounces. That's why I saw it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll look it up. I'll look it up and see if people have tried them both and said, yeah, they're basically, you know, dupes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many more do you have left? 2?
I have 1.
Okay. I have 2. So let me do, this is another one of those sets that like, I probably won't purchase, but I think for our listeners, it is one that is very worth your money. It's called the Honey Harvest Hydration Kit from Pharmacy. So this has a full size of the Honeymoon Glow and then travel sizes of Feeling Good and Honey Halo. So all of their honey-ness. And it's $60. So it's a $89 value, excuse me. It's a really good value. The packaging is beautiful.
Is it travel size of their oil and their hyaluronic acid serum, you said?
It's the hyaluronic acid serum travel size and then the new moisturizer, the rich moisturizer.
And what's the full size? The
Honeymoon Glow, the exfoliator.
Oh, the Honeymoon Glow. Oh, okay. Actually would be something if I didn't already have a bunch of night treatments. Like I almost have a full Sunday Riley, whatever the lactic acid, good genes. Like that would be that would be something I'm super into because I really want to try the Feeling Good and the Honey Halo or whatever the moisturizer is called. And Honeymoon Glow is phenomenal.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Fun fact, spent like 2,000 of my Sephora points and got a full size of both Honeymoon Halo and the Feeling Good for free, like 3 months ago. And I just cracked both of them open together. And it is one of the only times I've actively smoothied products together, but they are so good. I will say the Feeling Good's almost a little thick. So I feel like I have that issue where it's not fully sinking into my skin, which we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. But if I spray like a Mario Badescu spray or I do some type of like mist, I've kind of done the Mario because it's like really affordable and I don't want to pay for mists anymore.
Right. Same.
It's a little bit better and it's great for after like exfoliation or doing a mask. So the smell's not my favorite. It is definitely very like honey-ish.
Like sickly like sweet?
Like botanically. Okay. It's not bad. It just like, it took me a little bit to get used to.
Okay. Yeah. But it's not synthetic fragrance.
I don't think so. I'd be surprised if it was. It doesn't smell
synthetic. Was synthetic and it smelled bad, like added fragrance and smell bad, I always find that to be a bummer. Cause I'm like, I'd rather have a bad smelling product that doesn't have any added fragrance. It's just the way that it came out.
Yeah, it has thyme and turmeric and basil, which is why I assume, and orange. So it's just a lot of different like smells, but no added fragrance that I can see.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I'm very curious to hear how you like their, that moisturizer honey drop or whatever.
Oh, the honey. What is it? Wow. We're so good. The honey halo. I like
honey
it.
Halo.
I love that it comes with a spatula that's magnetized to the top. It's That's very awesome. Luxe. It reminds me very similar to the Kate I just finished. But I definitely don't need a lot. Like a little goes a long way with it. And it smells like just honey. So I really enjoy that one.
Did Kate not have any good sets?
I didn't really see them show up. Let me take a look.
Here's the other thing too, is that sometimes some of these brands have better sets on their own site. And
that's true.
It's sometimes better to wait for their Black Friday sale if they have one, because those are generally 15 to 20% off. So it ends up being the same amount, but you know, sometimes it's just exclusive to them and they don't offer it through a retailer like Sephora. And sometimes that's just because of what they can offer in terms of price and just what they choose to, or what Sephora decides to take.
But they haven't released any new sets for Christmas at all. The, they have a Foreo set and then they have, which is like, you get a Foreo, a full size cleanser, and then a mini of the exfoliate, and then the moisturizer for like $160. The Glow It a Wink has been around for months. It's like their bestseller kit.
That's a great value.
It's a great value. It's $65 and it's, I think it's a full size exfoliate, which is already cheap.
So it's the exfoliate cleanser for 1.7 fluid ounces, the exfoliate exfoliating treatment for 1.7 ounces, and the liquid exfoliate for 1 fluid ounce. And I have the 1 fluid ounce liquid exfoliate. So that's actually great if you guys are in need of a new cleanser, exfoliator, and some sort of peel treatment. The Glow and a Wink would be good because all of those products I think are effective.
Yeah, I agree. They do have a lot of kits available on their website, but they're definitely more pricey. So it's like, for example, the Stressed Skin Kit is all three of the Delicate products we talk about next week, which is their moisturizer, face wash, serum, all full size for $140. And they have a lot of like, they're like Kateceuticals. Like this is a three-piece kit for like $240, the Wrinkle Warrior Duo for $150. But I will say, being in the industry, kits don't make companies money, which is why, number one, they really only come out at Christmas. And number two, if you see a kit around all year, they've figured out a way to make it either something people will repurchase full size from, or it's something that like people will repurchase the kit time and time again to make it worth their money. I remember my old supervisor at our old company telling me like, yeah, no one makes any money on those kits. They're purely just to like promote,
incentivize. Yeah.
Incentivize people to like try more things and fall in love with more products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. It's good for the consumer though, because you get to try different products for less money than it would be to try them individually.
Yeah. But I'm not complaining.
Yeah, exactly. So my last product is the Herbivore Cloud Jelly Plumping Hydration Serum. Now, I have had this on my list in my cart since August when my skin started to feel drier. I will say I've recently added in the oat face milk from whatever ColourPop. What?
Fourth Ray.
Fourth Ray. Thank you. I was like, it's not ColourPop, but it's made by ColourPop. Yeah. And that has been working fine. And it's $14 and this one is $48. So I don't know. This wasn't in stock, so it's not showing up in my cart, but there's that faded serum that people swear by for hyperpigmentation. It's like a nighttime serum or something, but you can get that at Sephora, but it's like totally out of stock, so they won't let me add it to my cart. But I'm just like, I don't. Yeah.
It's
like butter and then faded and then you can get.
Yes, from Tropicals.
Yes, thank you, Tropicals. Yeah, so I really want to try the faded one, but I don't know. I'm really into the cloud jelly, but it's almost $50 for an ounce.
Like, I know.
It's so hard. And I've purchased
it twice now. I love it, but like.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it, but I can't speak for everyone on that. Like, I know that's a lot of money to spend on like a hydrating serum.
Right. And I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, I'm not super young and I have started to get this permanent line in my forehead, but at the same time, I can just do a peel and go get the Naturium hyaluronic acid serum and kind of just take care of it that way.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is all that I have in my cart. Now, if I had, if I won the lottery, this would be the longest episode ever, but I think what we'll do is maybe we'll post on Instagram what we actually get, because everything changes when you go in and when you see other things or
let my credit card start doing the walking, you know.
Life changes. Yeah.
I also do this thing where like I can't justify doing like a $600 basket. So I'll buy like $200 the first week and then like $200 the second week. And I'd be like, oh, it's ending tomorrow. I forgot a couple of things. And then I've still spent the same amount of money and gotten all the things I want. But like it feels better because it's usually split over like two pay periods and like it's not all at once.
Right. Yeah. It's all about how you get your mind over it. Yeah.
Yes. So I have one more product, which I really want because like I want it, but I already own a lot of it. So I don't think I'm actually going to purchase it. It is the Summer Fridays Skincare Regime Set. So this is a 1.7 size ounce of the Super Amino Gel Cleanser, which I tried this summer and I really love. This size in particular is the size I still have and it's in my gym bag currently and it's great. I don't use it very consistently, but like a couple times a week. I used it on vacation this summer. I still have a good chunk left. Really, really nice, very hydrated feel after using it. It has 1.7 ounces of the Soft Reset AHA exfoliating solution, which is one that I know we've both wanted to try. Mm-hmm. And then it's a full size of the Jet Lag, 2.25 ounces. And it comes with a beautiful reusable bag. I will say that's what I love about Summer Fridays specifically. It's kind of my gripe with a lot of other companies like Too Faced, Drunk Elephant. They will do, whether it be makeup or skincare, all these sets and this beautiful packaging, but none of it is actually reusable. It's like just paper or I've even had like a really good example is the Hocus Pocus collection from ColourPop. Right. I own a good chunk of it. It's all still sitting in its boxes because I refuse to get rid of the box because like I think it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. But like, what good is that doing anyone? And like, I just feel like I'm hoarding stuff. So this is nice because it comes in this bag. This bag looks like a really good size and like really good
option.
It looks,
oh my God, is it faux leather?
It's faux leather. Yes. It's embroidered. It's embossed with Summer Fridays. It's this beautiful, like creamy sandy beige. Surprise, surprise. It's aesthetically pleasing as fuck. Like, of course it is.
I kind of want to get it so I can take photos like that.
Yeah,
I do love the jet lag mask, and I was gonna purchase that. I was gonna maybe do the mini because
I've done the winter and it's so good.
Just use it as a regular moisturizer. It's amazing when it's 20 degrees outside and snowing. That is just, you can just use it all day and it's so good.
Yeah, I've definitely been using it as a moisturizer even through the summer. If like I had like a bad burn from the sun or like, I know, just sometimes my skin is dry and it hates me. So I've been using this either at night, or I have been using it during the day as a moisturizer. And I have the mini and I'm about halfway through within like 3 months. So, yeah. And it's lasted forever. This is only $59. It's an $87 value. I don't think I could like justify it right now just because I own two of these products still, and I still have a good chunk of them left, and they're not necessarily like products I'm reaching for every day. Like I love them, but like I have other things that like hold my attention more. However, right. I think it's a really good value. I figured if you hadn't seen it, that like you, I also might want
I hadn't
it
seen it. I mean, honestly, there's so much from Summer Fridays I want to try.
I had to dig for this. That's the thing too, set.
Is that, yeah, I feel, you know, when you go in person, you see a lot and you're like, oh my God, like I was waiting to see some old Henriksen sets. I don't know where they are, or maybe they're just not up my wheelhouse.
There might be something going on with Ula. Who knows? They've kind of been weird recently. The other Summer Friday set that I again really want, but really don't justify, is that 3 lip balm set that you sent me on Instagram. $48, yes. The 3 different colors. Mm-hmm. I love this lip balm. I have no idea where I put this lip balm. I'm kind of pissed because I bought this lip butter 2 weeks before they reformulated it with like this squeezy tube. So originally I had it in like the container that looks like their jet lag, where it's like, you have to squeeze it. Right. And I do love my Biossance one so much, but like, this seems so up my alley. I might add it to my Christmas list. Yeah. The Biossance lip balm, everyone needs it in their stocking this year. I have 2 of them. One that sits on my bedside, one that comes with me. I should really put one in my office at work. But like, I have not used any other lip product for like the past 4 or 5 months, just because it's so good.
The Biossance kit, the super hydrating one, looks good. It's a full size, their Acumen, a full size, their Squalane Omega. It's $75 for $112 value. I think that's just a lot of money to spend on an eye cream and a face moisturizer, but I've always wanted to try that eye cream.
I've wanted to try the Omega too. I've heard it's great.
Yeah.
Here's my other thing with Biossance though, on their website specifically, and even this year, they have done sets consistently with like celebrities. Like I know Jonathan Van Ness did a collaboration with them. They have a couple different people. So they always have sets rotating. So I don't feel as like that sense of urgency to get it for Christmas.
I kind of want to get that. The Squalane Glycolic Renewal Mask. Yeah, this is the problem. A lot of stuff comes out and I forget about it.
That was on your last list of Sephora things I want to buy.
Was
I'm
it?
Pretty sure.
How
I'm
do you have sure. this good of a memory?
I'm amazing.
I don't
amazing.
Know anything. Or their elderberry cleanser. You are amazing.
I'm almost, thank you. You are too. I almost am done with their elderberry cleanser, and I would rate it very highly.
Really?
It's really good. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think I've been using it for like most of the summer. I rotate between that and my Jordan Samuel Skin after shower. I know they're hydrating one.
Yeah. See, and here's the thing. He came out a couple months ago with kind of like a clay moisturizer, a clay creamy moisturizer that looks phenomenal that I would love to try. But again, it's not available at Sephora. So I don't know. I feel like maybe I should have gone in person at Sephora, because if I spend 30 minutes there, I can definitely find stuff that I really want to purchase. Like I totally forgot that this glycolic renewal mask from Biossance would be totally up my alley, but I do have basically the same thing from Good Habit that I just got last week. So I don't need it.
Yeah. You know? And that's why, like, I've tried to be very conscious of like, I probably don't need any more cleansing balms. Like I'm very aware that like, I don't go through them very quick, but at the same time, like I have like 6 hydrating serums under my sink. Right. I know I'm not going to buy any, like I don't have any hydrating serums. I'm like, I really want them. I have like a sunscreen that's on deck right now. So,
right.
Also I will say, like, for example, I just saw this lip butter trio. I remembered that I needed it. I'm sending that to my mom and being like, put this in my stocking. Like I want it. I asked for like a perfume this year from Sephora that she's definitely going to Sephora to like get me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's the thing rule. I will say, if you really like a perfume and it's the same perfume that you wear, they have some amazing options and you can get it on the Sephora sale. I thought about that because the Nest, I think there's a Nest perfume that smells very similar to my Stella McCartney one that I love, that they don't make anymore, but that's okay. Remember when you went together to Sephora and I was like, I want to buy this. And the guy was like, yeah, they stopped making this like 3 years ago. Because I bought two of them and it took me 3 years to go through two of them. And then we went to Macy's and then they brought it back.
We searched New York for that perfume.
She brought it back like 2 or 3 years ago or something. And I think I purchased one. I don't know. And then I found one randomly online on Walmart. I think our next episode. So Jet.com and Walmart were the same company and Jet sold legit products. So okay. I was like, well, it's perfume. Oh no, I didn't buy it from Walmart. It was on Walmart, but I ended up buying it, I think, through QVC, maybe. I don't know. It was one of those. But I think our next episode should be how to save money buying products.
Yes. So we're going to do that. And then I have convinced Hannah, I have been obsessed with the podcast and the TikToks that have the ask or am I the asshole from Reddit? So I spent like, I don't know, 4 hours on Reddit, which it's easy to do. And I found like 10 stories that are all like skincare beauty related, where it's like boyfriends doing things to girlfriends or like parents doing things to kids or kids doing things to parents. I found a couple retail horror stories. So basically Hannah's never heard of them, but if you don't know, Am I the Asshole is this subreddit where people will post their stories and then they can vote and put it like a community vote. So the community can be like, yes, you're an asshole. No, you're not an asshole. Or like an everybody sucks in the story type of thing.
Yeah.
And there are moderators that help with that, but a lot of podcasts will read them. Like one person will find them all and read them and that, or like research them. And the other person will react and then they discuss like what they think and who they think the asshole is. And there
We're definitely going to do that because I really want to hear all these. Okay.
They were so, and I picked some that were like, this person's definitely an asshole. I picked some that were like, you know, it's up for debate. So I really want to do it.
Okay.
I'm here for it. We kind of got off track at the end here, guys. We got really rambly, but
that's okay. We just gave you a preview of what's to come.
Exactly. Ew. But yeah, I think we should definitely do a how to save money because you know how to do that. I don't know how to do that.
I'll tell you all my little secrets. Some of them you have no idea what's coming.
And then if you guys want this, this has kind of been like heavy on my mind and I'm kind of just shooting my shot at the moment, but I have really taken a like pissy, like bitchy mood towards like Huda Beauty. Because she continually just not her, but like her company continually just like copies other brands like for their shit. And it's kind of spicy. And I don't really have enough research to like fully flesh out this idea yet. Hannah's kind of hearing it for the first time.
Yeah. Let's make it a mini then.
Yes. And like,
okay.
I don't know. Do you ever have those brands where like they used to be great and then like slowly over time, like everything they come out just starts looking the exact same. And they're just boring. But then they're like, there's all this controversy with her and her company. And I just have seen a couple like small brands that I love show up like in her marketing. And I just like, don't get it. I don't get the hype. That's also, it could also be like, I don't get the hype episode, but.
So I have no background in this. I don't know what you're talking about. So we can for sure do a mini episode on that because I don't know. I've never even heard of what you're saying.
That's fine. If you guys have any ideas of what you'd like us to record, please, please, please send them to us. You can either send them to our email, which is barefaced.podcast@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on Instagram. So our podcast, Instagram is barefaced.podcast. And then we each have individual ones as well that we are a lot more active on, but any three of those accounts, at the Sarah Glow Show, at Skincare Files, at barefaced.podcast. We will get back to you. So feel free to shoot us a message.
Absolutely. And thank y'all for sticking with us. And we will see you next time. Bye. Bye.